News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
News. I'm Dave Packer. The weight of the Trump tariffs on the U.S. economy. Fed Chair Jerome Powell telling the Economic Club of Chicago.
The level of tariff increases announced so far is significantly larger than anticipated, and the same is likely to be true of the economic effects, which will include higher inflation and slower growth.
President Trump sticking by threats to withhold $2.2 billion in federal funding from Harvard University over alleged anti-Semitic protests on campus. Education Secretary Linda McMahon.
I'm not afraid of the free speech argument at all. Free speech should continue, but hate speech and inciting riots and not peaceful protests is not what can be allowed.
A federal judge says he's found probable cause to hold the Trump administration in criminal contempt of court for violating his orders to turn around planes carrying deportees to El Salvador. High winds, low humidity, bringing critical fire risk warnings, Arizona to Kansas. This is ABC News. Wyoming Supreme Court heard arguments Wednesday on abortion rights. At least three top officials at the Pentagon have now been placed on administrative leave as part of the Defense Department's leak investigation. This year's World Car of the Year Awards were handed out at the New York International Auto Show.
It was another big year for the Hyundai Motor Group at the World Car Awards, with the automaker taking home the Electric Vehicle of the Year prize for the fourth year running. Hyundai's sister company Kia won the overall World Car Award for the electric EV3 compact. The Chinese automaker BYD also had a strong showing. The BYD Seagull hatchback won Best Urban Car. And Executive Vice President Stella Lee collecting the World Car Person of the Year Award. Mike Dubusky, ABC News at the New York International Auto Show.
A North Carolina bill advanced through the State House gives parents a bigger say in which books are allowed or banned from the state's public and charter schools. That bill now heads to the state Senate. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Did you know VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served?
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with a VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The Brewers beat the Tigers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers with a 5-1 win over the Tigers. Milwaukee winning the series. Pat Murphy pleased with the performance from starting pitcher Jose Quintana.
He's so under control. Guys want to play behind him. You know, he didn't have his best stuff today. He didn't have his best command today. Walk three in the first inning. Very efficient after that.
Basketball. The Bucks head to Indianapolis tomorrow, where they'll face the Pacers in game one of their playoff series Saturday at noon. Women's volleyball. The Badgers with a 3-0 win over Marquette in straight sets. Head coach Kelly Sheffield says it was a good turnout at the Fieldhouse for the spring game.
Oh, we had a great crowd tonight. The number of people that were here. I remember our first year here where there'd be some matches that there'd be half as many as what there were tonight. That's what we're hoping to do is continue to get to the point where even our spring matches are filling the entire building, you know, and then having the match covered on BTN.
That's Badgers volleyball coach Kelly Sheffield with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's become an albatross for me. I just wish it was gone. Those are the words of Home Alone 2 Lost in New York director Chris Columbus. He is referring to the 7-second cameo by Donald Trump in the film. Columbus wants the Trump cameo removed from the film, saying it's become a curse and adding that the 47th president bullied his way into the movie, telling the production they couldn't shoot at the Plaza Hotel unless he was in the film. Columbus joked that if he cuts the cameo, he could be deemed not fit to live in America and deported. I think he was joking. Here's a quick pick. The show Mobland on Paramount Plus is pretty good. The Guy Ritchie directed show stars Pierce Brosnan, Helen Mirren, and Thomas Hardy. It's a fast-moving mob caper that doesn't hold back on gang violence. It is shot with Ritchie's classic pacing, so even if there is a moment you get bored with, it's quickly over. I'm 3 episodes in, and we'll keep you posted. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy and a gusty southeast wind in the overnight as morning lows drop to the lower to middle 40s. Increasing clouds Thursday, showers and storms becoming possible in the afternoon. Breezy, highs in the middle 60s. Right now it's 40.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. We'll talk issues that matter to you with State Senator Sarah Kieski and also Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich. Also the NFL Draft of the Packers. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinee on Air. Jane Matinee, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text. The number is the same. 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We like to get her on once a quarter if we can to give us a little update about all those naughty scammers out there, because if it didn't work, they wouldn't keep doing it. Lisa Schiller is here from the Better Business Bureau. Good morning, Lisa. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Jane. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. And that's accurate, isn't it? These scams are successful, and that's why we keep seeing them, because tragically, people keep falling for them.
Yes, unfortunately, that is exactly the case. I always think, you know, when I do an interview with a TV reporter, I put out a press release or I get on your show, I think, oh, we're not going to get any more scam reports because everybody's listening. But unfortunately, not always the case.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that's why I think, too, for folks who are listening, it's important you share what you know and talk to the people in your circle and in your community and let them know what's going on. Because, again, not everybody listens. Everybody's got a life. They have their own things going on, and you can't possibly catch everything. But if you learn something, then give folks a heads up about it. So, Lisa, let's talk about what the top 10 scams that are going on right now.
Oh, okay. Well, we just released our top 10 report very recently, and investment scams was number one for the second year in a row.
Wow.
So prior to that, I know online shopping scams was number one for 3 years in a row. So things are up a little bit. Investment, we have it also attached to cryptocurrency, because almost all investment scams that we're finding that have been reported to our BBB scam tracker involve cryptocurrency.
No.
So something to be aware of. Yeah. I know, right? So shocking. Yeah. So scary stuff. And it's one of those, you know, grooming scams, just like romance scams, which is number three, and actually attached to friendship scams. We've included that this year because so many people are, you know, communicating with people they think are friends. You know, they're getting private messages through Facebook. They believe it's from their friend, but, you know, the friend has gotten hacked. That's the big thing. So, yeah, those. So number one and number three, investment scams, number one, romance scams, number three. And those are grooming scams where, you know, the scammer kind of leads you on for a little while and ropes you in and then hits you.
Is that, would that be included in, like, what I get now, the bulk of, you know, scammy looking things are the text messages that say, hey, are we on for golf tomorrow? And I, and you say, of course, I'm sorry, this is the wrong number. I don't know who you are. And the, it's not so much a, I'm sure it's bot driven, but it's not so much. They're trying to get you to. I've been told that they want to get you into a cryptocurrency type of situation where they're like, "Hey, we go. Oh, I'm sorry, my assistant gave me the wrong phone number. By the way,
here's a great deal.
Aren't you interested? Do you want to be interested in this thing?" So that would be a grooming scam.
Yeah. I mean, because they're engaging with you. Well, you know, honestly, Greg, I think it depends how long they would, you know, keep conversing with you. Because generally, when I think of grooming scams, think of the romance scams where they rope you in, you know, time goes on and now your heart is in it. You're attached. Now, all of a sudden you're in a relationship. And 2 months later, you know, boom, they need money for emergency surgery or something.
Yeah. Right.
But I know what you're talking about with those tech scams. We have not gotten reports on that in quite a while, but those are mainly, you know, where the scammer wants to make sure that there's somebody live on the other. And that's why we always say, you know, resist the urge to say, you know, I'm sorry. What golf game, you know?
So is it best just not to answer them? I do not answer phone numbers I don't recognize. They can leave a message. If it's someone legitimate, they will leave a message and then I can call them back.
Right, Jane, that's exactly what our advice always is. You know, just don't answer the phone. Don't respond to a text message if you don't know who they are. Of course, when I follow my own advice, I miss an important call from, you know, my doctor's office or something. Oh, didn't recognize that number.
Right.
I mean, honestly, what I was doing is I am a smart aleck. Jane knows this. And I was trying to have a smart aleck conversation with this person. And then I realized that's probably not the best way to go. And I don't know, with iPhones, I have an Android, I have a Google Pixel, and it immediately drops down a box saying report a scam, and you can report it and block it, and then it's off your phone. And that's what I do now. They send something, I don't recognize it, report and block, that's it, and move on. Don't even try to be funny, because people will take screenshots for clout on social media. Just resist. Resist the urge.
It's not worth it.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And I mean, being a smart aleck is so much fun, you know, especially when you're dealing with these scammers. So I would suggest, you know, if you get, you know, I don't know, like a computer tech scam or something, a phone number, you know, call that, you know, *67 first. They can't see, you know, whose phone number they're calling from, and, you know, give them a hard time that way.
There you go.
Ooh.
I've got the Better Business Bureau's endorsements to be the smart aleck. There was one other quick thing I wanted to mention before we moved on was I just filed my taxes this week. I know. But I just filed my taxes this week. And one of the most important things our tax guy said was that the IRS will never call or text you for information. They will send you a letter. And from that letter, they will then try to set up a phone call or some kind of meeting. If you get a text or a phone call from the IRS, don't. Wait for an official letter from the department.
Thanks, Greg. Absolutely. Yeah. Agree with that.
Sue on the text line listening on WAUK says, I've had several friends whose Facebook accounts have been taken over, and then they post all these pictures and stories of how they're making tons of money with crypto. I bought a new house. I bought a boat. When I reach out to them by text, they say they were hacked.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really the big thing that's been going on. I think that's part of the reason that our investment scams is number one once again on our list. We're seeing this nonstop. In fact, just scams through social media are up. I think it's like 64%. It's really high. And scams through text messages also very high. So social media, text messages.
When Lisa, when you're talking about these, you said number one is the crypto scams and the investment scams. I would think that the people who tragically are biting more on this are younger people. People my age I'm suspicious of crypto the way it is. I'm highly unlikely to be swayed that this is the way for me to get my first yacht. But I can see younger people falling for something like that because they're more open to that.
So this is interesting. So these are part of our statistics. I had to kind of thumb through them by age. So 18 to 24 year olds, the number one scam that they, you know, have reported is employment, followed by online purchasing scams. And then the third is investment. So it's in the top three. But for those age 65 and older, investment scams was number one.
No kidding.
Yes, I know. It's surprising, right? With romance scams being number two and home improvement being number three.
Home improvement scams?
Well, and you know, our statistics are showing that the reason for that is a lot of the door-to-door stuff. A lot of the door-to-door stuff is working. You know, they catch you off guard. They knock on your door. Oh, I was in the neighborhood. I did some work up the block for right. You know, Joe over the greenhouse. And, you know, your asphalt, your driveway looks terrible. I happen to have leftover material. I can, you know, do this job right now. Or again, you know, storm chasers. I mean, I feel like our weather has just been weird. I mean, mild, can't really complain to it, but a lot of wind, you know, rain, hail. Yeah. So a lot of door knockers and let's do business on the doorstep. And especially, you know, people are taken aback and they go, oh my gosh, really? I didn't see my roof. You know, had this damage. You're right here. It's convenient. Okay.
If you're just joining us, Lisa Schiller is our guest from the Better Business Bureau. We are giving it a little update on scams of which to beware. And after what you just said, Lisa, about people 65 and older, the most who are falling for these investment scams, talk to your parents. Please talk to your parents and talk to your grandparents.
And PJ on the live stream says, make sure your passwords are strong and change your passwords. I love my Uncle Pete so dearly, but I get a friend request from him from a hacked account probably 2 or 3 times a year.
Seriously.
Yeah, it's bad. You got to make sure those passwords are strong on social media.
Adam in Oregon, listening in Madison, on WXCO, says, I never answer the scam. I always block the contact, then delete it and report it as junk. Does that actually make a difference, Lisa?
Well, you know, it's supposed to. But, you know, we know that scammers are always coming up with new numbers and new, you know, lists of various kinds. The only thing is I would say before you do all of that, report it. You know, report it to our BBB Scam Tracker. It's a great online tool, super fast, because it helps us know what's going on and, you know, we can get statistics out there and educational information.
And Matt from Middleton texting in, I have had the toll bill text scam. That was really big last month. And also had a bigger one with someone on the phone saying my info was retrieved in a drug raid. And they were really quite convincing. That's got to make you sit up and go, what?
I don't remember being part of any drug business.
You know, that is one of those heinous scams, just like the sextortion scams, say, you know, it's terrible because, you know, it gets very scary for the person that's receiving. And especially, you know, we see a lot of, older Americans getting those types of things and, you know, actually admitting in our scam tracker, I paid them because, you know, I don't want to be embarrassed or I was so devastated. I just wanted them to go away. Sure. And it's like, no, you know, heinous. Yeah. So that sounds like the same type of thing as that sextortion. You've been watching porn and I have proof.
We're going to continue our conversation with Lisa Schiller. If you have a question for her or you'd just like to comment, 855-752-4842. Brian from Milwaukee, I see you on the line. We will take you on the other side. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. We will be right back.
And she starts to cry. A swing man. She can't hurt. She don't mean no harm. She just don't know what else to do about it. Jane says.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. Requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabba, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Sweet Calby on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us. Call or text, the number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Lisa Schiller is here from the Better Business Bureau talking about the latest, most popular scams. Ooh. And they are popular because, tragically, they work. Brian from Milwaukee has been waiting very patiently on the phone. Good morning, Brian. What'd you want to ask Lisa, or what'd you want to say?
Good morning. Yeah, just a few questions for Lisa. I have on my phone a wonderful feature that will actually tell me if it's a potential spam risk or if the number is like censored or privatized in some way, if it's like a call from a doctor's office. And I have two things going on where I am looking for work, so I'm applying for a lot of jobs.
Yep.
And I have my resumes on job boards. I also have a lot of doctor appointments, so my doctors are calling me all the time, and I get a restricted number because, of course, they don't want you seeing the number the doctor's calling from. In those cases, is it best to answer the phone or just let it go to voicemail? Because if there is a chance where it could be spam, which sometimes it is, and you get the, oh, hi, Brian, you know, we're calling about your car warranty. Well, you know what? I haven't had a car in 10 years. So I would love to have you try on that car warranty.
Right.
Do I answer the call or just let it go to voicemail and then decipher what to do after I listen to the voicemail, like, oh, block the call or whatever?
Great question, Brian. Thank you.
You know, that's a tough one because, like you said, you're applying for jobs. You have doctor's offices calling. I can totally relate to all of that. You know, we always say try not to answer the phone if you don't know who it is, but in a case like that, I get it. You know, it's kind of your call. I would personally think that, you know, both of them being important calls that you don't want to miss, I would think that both would leave a message,
right?
Whether it be a potential employer or a doctor's office. And that way you can call back. And, you know, my other guess is that they probably run into that all the time because so many people you know, are not answering their phone when they don't recognize the number for this very reason.
Yep. We also had another comment. Chris in Janesville listening in Madison on WMDX. My aunt passed away last year. Since then, I have gotten 6 friend requests from her. You got to be really careful on Facebook.
Yeah,
you do.
Yes, absolutely. You know, and Facebook has a link, a special link where you can report scams and any type of fraud you think is going on. So, you know, take time to report anything like that. I mean, you know, the hacking has just got to stop. It's so out of control and it's, you know, it's driving all of us nuts.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, absolutely report these things. Yeah, let them know. It's their platform.
And you had mentioned too, Lisa, that the number two scam is employment. Does this go back to a lot of people having their resumes online? It's on Indeed and all those things. Is that the connection there?
Yeah, that is the main connection there. And actually, Indeed was the number one platform that they like to use.
Wow.
To obtain information. Yes. So, I mean, oh my gosh, employment scams are just, they've been coming in fast and furious really since COVID, you know, because, you know, as we know, the job climate changed so much then and it's continued. I mean, it's number two still. So it's still there. Yes. So scammers are you know, reaching out to people after they find their resumes or information online and, you know, offering them a great position. And, you know, when you're unemployed, you know, and you're in need of a job and you're, you know, getting desperate and, you know, things are not going very well, you want it to be true. You know, you want to believe it. So, you know, people go, oh gosh, they're offering to pay me a lot of money. I can remotely. There are all these great things about this new job. And so they move forward with clicking on the link. And then, of course, can you imagine all the information they want? You know, you think you're applying for a job. So It's not uncommon for a scammer to ask for social security number and address and name and birth date and, you know, driver's license. People are taking photos and messaging with that text and email. So I've got to be ever so careful.
How can you protect yourself from that, Lisa?
Employment scams?
Yeah.
Really, really, you have to do your homework. You know, if you, first of all, if somebody reaches out to you that, you know, regarding a job that you did not apply for, even if they claim that they saw your resume and, oh, Jane, you sound like the perfect fit for this position, you have to do your research. Call the company, go on their website, call and speak with HR. They'll be happy to tell you, you know, yes, this position has been posted or no, this position is not available. I think businesses now are so used to, especially the big, you know, big name, big company names, they're so used to having their name impostered, you know, that, you know, this is.
Doesn't
this
surprise is a regular, them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Correct. Exactly. Yeah. So you really have to do your research. Of course, use BBB.org. You know, we have millions of reports, on free reports on companies. You know, we'll lead you right to their website as well.
It's a great resource, the Better Business Bureau website. It really is. You should check it out. And it is important, again, when you feel you got scammed or you're getting scammed, to report it to the BBB.
Please. Yeah. Yes. Appreciate that. I check our scam tracker every day. So I go through them. I reach out when I need you or they get posted for other people. Sometimes it's a complaint. So we'll let you know that. Super fast, easy form to fill out.
Love it. Absolutely love it.
Now, after talking to you, I'm assuming that the message I got from Comedy Central to call them back about this great job is not accurate, but I'll check it out later.
Comedy Central only has one E.
Lisa,
but I think that's legitimate, Jane.
I'm sure it is. Lisa Schiller from the Better Business Bureau, it's always such a pleasure. Thank you for what you do, and thank you for taking some time out for us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, you guys.
Have a great day. News coming up next. And then when we return, the golden age of game shows.
Yeah.
We're remembering Wink Martindale, and we're going to talk about your favorite game shows, which ones you loved, which ones you miss, which ones you wish would come back. That's all on the way. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay with us.
Taking care of business. Taking care of business. Taking.
News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The weight of the Trump tariffs on the U.S. economy. Fed Chair Jerome Powell telling the Economic Club of Chicago.
The level of tariff increases announced so far is significantly larger than anticipated, and the same is likely to be true of the economic effects, which will include higher inflation and slower growth.
President Trump sticking by threats to withhold $2.2 billion in federal funding from Harvard University over alleged anti-Semitic protests on campus. Education Secretary Linda McMahon.
I'm not afraid of the free speech argument at all. Free speech should continue, but hate speech and inciting riots and not peaceful protests is not what can be allowed.
A federal judge says he's found probable cause to hold the Trump administration in criminal contempt of court for violating his orders to turn around planes carrying deportees to El Salvador. High winds, low humidity, bringing critical fire risk warnings, Arizona to Kansas. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers beat the Tigers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers with a 5-1 win over the Tigers. Milwaukee winning the series. Pat Murphy pleased with the performance from starting pitcher Jose Quintana.
He's so under control. Guys want to play behind him. You know, he didn't have his best stuff today. He didn't have his best command today. Walk 3 in the first inning. Very efficient after that.
Basketball, the Bucks head to Indianapolis tomorrow, where they'll face the Pacers in Game 1 of their playoff series Saturday at noon. Women's volleyball, the Badgers with a 3-0 win over Marquette in straight sets. Head coach Kelly Sheffield says it was a good turnout at the Fieldhouse for the spring game.
Oh, we had a great crowd tonight. The number of people that were here, I remember our first year here where there'd be some matches that there'd be half as many as what there were tonight. That's what we're hoping to do is continue to get to the point where even our spring matches are filling the entire building, you know, and then having the match covered on BTN.
That's Badgers volleyball coach Kelly Sheffield with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Taylor Sheridan and Paramount Plus are proving to be a match made in ratings heaven. Sheridan's 1923 season 2 finale brought in over 14 million viewers, the most ever for the series, as people tuned in to finally see World War I hero and lion hunter Spencer Dutton come to the defense of his family's land. As a result, the show joined Landman and Tulsa King as the top three shows on Paramount Plus. The season 2 finale of 1923 also got 163 million views on social media. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia will return for its 17th season in July. In a related story, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia has been on for 17 seasons. In the new season, the Patty's Pub Gang struggles as they are about to see their beloved bar devoured by corporate America. Admittedly, I completely forgot it was still on the air, but it is currently the longest running live action series. The new season starts July 9th on FX with shows screening on Hulu the next day. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy and a gusty southeast wind in the overnight as morning lows drop to the lower to middle 40s. Increasing clouds Thursday, showers and storms becoming possible in the afternoon. Breezy highs in the middle 60s. Right now it's 40.
Matt Nair on air.
Deb Cronmiller from the League of Women Voters talking about the SAVE Act.
The kind of voter fraud that this SAVE Act is targeting would be non-citizen voter fraud.
There is no evidence of this. Zero.
Non-citizens, no. They're not eligible to vote.
There is no reason to increase these restrictions on voting except to stop people who might not vote for them.
Matt Nair on air. Moving soon to its new time. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. Requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabe, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Tomorrow on the Earl Ingram Show, we'll be giving a cheerful farewell to Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. It's been an amazing journey, but this is not the end. He'll still be involved in my podcast down the line.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, resident young person Calvin on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Baseball action just getting underway. The Brewers hosting the Tigers are broadcast. Just getting underway, 11:35. If you would like to listen, you can catch the game today on WRCE in Richland Center, WISS in Oshkosh, WRJN here in Racine and Kenosha, WCQM in Park Falls, and WBZH in Hayward. The crew hosting the Tigers are broadcast now underway on those Civic Media radio stations. Wink Martindale passed away yesterday at the age of 91. And he was a longtime game show host. If you spent any time watching game shows, I remember him from Tic-Tac-Doe.
Yeah.
We used to watch it in college.
That was the main one for me. What he was, when it came to game shows and Wink Martindale, I feel like that was the only one I watched of his. All the other ones were whatever. But
something
yeah.
else.
Tic-Tac-Doe, I loved.
Tic-Tac-Doe, he did High Rollers, he did Debt, 96 to 98. And he actually kind of followed a trajectory that a lot of these game show hosts did. They started off on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these guys started off on the radio and then turned into a game show host. And yeah. Wink Martindale eventually became a producer as well. But that has got us thinking about our favorite game shows.
Absolutely.
They don't make them like they used to.
That's actually not true.
Really?
Yeah. So, because Pat was saying the same thing. His concern was that they're all based in reality. They're all about, like, how do I stab you in the back? How do I be the worst person?
Well, it's all survivor-based,
and that's,
right?
And that's a lot of reality TV shows. And that, I guess, yeah, you call it, it's not reality. It's a game show. It's a terrible
It's a bad game show soap opera.
With worse people. But they still have, like, I was visiting a friend in the hospital, and we were just sitting there. They wanted to rest, and we were watching Pictionary in the middle of the day. And this wasn't old. This was new with Jerry O'Connell hosting.
Really?
With some, like, celebrities from sitcoms on. They still do these shows. Steve Harvey still hosts The Family Feud.
Like, wow.
There are game shows out there. It's just, you know, we
you got to, well, now you have
mid,
to.
They're midday.
Right. And you have to look for them a little bit
yes,
more because they were so common in the 60s and 70s. Everybody had at least four or five different game shows
yeah.
that were on.
And there's a big well, I don't know how big it is now, but if you look on Hulu, there's a lot of primetime game shows happening now being hosted by celebrities like, you know, like they're like The Match Game and this like it. They're out there. I prefer personally the old school. You can go to Game Show Network and see reruns for decades. And I like that. I don't want to watch a millionaire A-list celebrity hosting a game show. I want to watch Wink Martindale or someone in today's world that's like that, who's just a personality. They're charming and fun, and we're going to have a good time. Those are the game shows I missed.
Which game show do you miss? Which one did you love? Who was the best host? 855-752-4842. This is our audio survey segment where we lighten things up a little bit just for the last half an hour of the program. Game shows in the U.S., which ones do you miss? Which was your favorite? When you mentioned Match Game, yeah. I loved that show as a kid. Loved it. With Gene Rayburn.
Mm-hmm.
And what I remember, for whatever odd reason, is his microphone. Because he had that long, skinny microphone.
With the little bulb.
With a little bulb on the top.
That's the same thing that Bob Barker had. He had that. He always held that long microphone with the tiny little top.
Yes.
And it was always the same.
I always wanted one of those.
Me too. We should get those here.
Oh, I like that idea.
I was always a fan of Press Your Luck.
Press Your Luck.
Does Come On, Come On, No Whammies, No Whammies Stop mean anything to you?
Say again.
come on, no whammies, stop. It's a game show where you're just, you're answering questions, you're winning money, and then you build up like these turns on this big board, and it's just flashing lights, and you hit your button and it will land on a money amount.
Or
it lands on this little troll-like creature called a whammy, and it takes out all of your money.
What?
And there's actually a movie that's coming out about a guy who mathematically broke down all of the you know, the way
potentials.
All the potentials.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, people have, no pun intended, have gamed these systems. They've that one, there was Quiz Show from so long ago that
which is a great film.
Yeah. I mean, like, people who have the time can look at the statistics and say, well, this number comes up so many times, I could win this game. And sometimes they do.
855-752-4842. We're talking game shows, your favorite game show, the best host. What I loved about Match Game, for one thing, I think they were all drinking.
Oh, God.
Because that was the loosest group of celebrities you have ever seen. Charles Nelson Reilly, I remember.
Ooh.
Who was Jack Klugman's ex-wife?
Oh, God, look it up.
Look that up, because she was always on there, too. Brit. Her name was Brit. Very sassy, very spicy. The Match Game was wonderful. Michael.
Brett Summers.
Brett Summers. Oh, she was just hilarious.
That brings me to what I think is probably, when it comes to yeah, I don't disagree with you, Jane. I feel like anyone who was on a game show in the 70s, because I brought it up to Pat this morning. I mean, Richard Dawson would be arrested today. That man full out made out with women on The Family Feud.
Whether they wanted to or not.
Exactly. But the one, if we're talking about wit and sass, I don't know if there's anything better than Hollywood Squares.
Ooh.
You got Paul Lynde in the middle.
Yes.
Just making all those Paul double Lynde entendres.
Oh, yes.
Or Charles Nelson Reilly.
Yep.
You got to have an old gay man from Hollywood who no one knew was gay.
Right.
Shh. But it was just the sassiest fun. I love Hollywood Squares.
They tried to bring that back I can remember, wasn't Whoopi Goldberg in the Center Square?
She was the executive producer. She was in charge of all that. It didn't last long.
It didn't.
It just doesn't. I don't want to get into the whole, you can't say this on television anymore, but things were a little looser back then. And even though they weren't swearing or being overtly sexual, it was the double entendre of it all.
Absolutely.
That just made it so wonderful to watch.
Absolutely. Bunch of texts coming in from WMDX in Madison. Lots of love for Bob Barker.
Oh, God, of course. Get your pet spayed or neutered.
I miss Bob Barker. The Nickelodeon obstacle show Do or Dare is pretty good.
Double Dare.
From Milwaukee. Oh, Double Dare.
Yep.
Bryant from Madison on WMDX. I would love to see the Joker's Wild with Jack Barry.
Oh, that was a fun show, too.
If we could only dig him up and bring him back to life. Alice from Cudahy, what's my line?
Oh, yeah.
Great humor. Oh, that was a great show.
What was the old game show where it was,
I think that's What's My Line.
It's What's My Line? Really?
Yes, oh, okay. Because you had to figure out what they did for a living.
Oh, I thought they had to guess who they were. Like, there were three people, and they all said the same name, and you had to figure out which one was the actual person.
We need some clarification on this. 855-752-4842. Wink Martindale passed away yesterday at the age of 91. He was a very famous game show host for many, many years. I remember him from Tic-Tac-Toe. We used to watch it in college. Yeah, yeah. Who is your favorite game show host? Which one did you love? Which one do you wish would come back? Brian from Milwaukee, I loved Press Your Luck.
Yes.
Luckiest Man in America is the new movie about Michael Larson, who memorized the patterns of the board.
Yep, that was there. And there's another movie or television documentary about another game show where someone did. They crunched all of the numbers and they figured out all the computations and they won. And okay, if you are so smart.
Yes.
And in so much time on your hands that you can work this out, I'm sorry, Press Your Luck, but that guy gets to win. He's not cheating. He just figured it out. He doesn't have a little thing in his ear or a little. No, he gamed your system. Pun intended.
Alice from Cudahy listening on WFHR. The new Hollywood Squares is annoying. All that screaming.
Yeah, that's the problem when you get comedians in a room. They just talk over each other.
Well, everybody wants to be the funniest one in the room, right? It's a little exhausting. Brian says that movie, by the way, To Tell the Truth, was just released April 4th. Press your luck.
No, Luckiest Man in America is the movie. To Tell the Truth was the show we were talking about.
To Tell the Truth.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you, Brian from Milwaukee, for clarifying that. Yeah. Kevin from Wausau, we're talking about favorite game shows, listening on WXCO. Whose line is it anyway with Drew Carey?
I will say that.
So good.
But I will even go further. Whose line is it anyways? UK with Clive Anderson. That the original show from England, where some of those guys came over to America and did it. Oh my gosh, that improv humor back then.
Kevin from Wausau, I will go back and watch old reruns of that show.
Oh yeah.
Whose line is it anyway? They were brilliant.
Yeah.
They were really brilliant. And as you said, if you want to see improv to the nth degree, I don't know that there was anybody better than those guys.
They're fantastic.
Carrie from Tosa, The Gong Show. With Chuck Barris. Oh.
That show was the pinnacle of how much drugs can we do?
Seriously.
And while also putting on a game show.
855-752-4842. We're reminiscing about game shows. What was your favorite game show? What do you still watch? Jeopardy's still around. Been around forever.
Wheel of Fortune is still around.
Right. Price is Right.
Drew Carey's been hosting The Price is Right, I think, for almost as long as Bob Barker did. Hold on.
That's impressive. Calvin, what about you? Our resident young person. Is the game show something that you watch?
Yeah, I watch occasionally with my parents. The new $25,000 pyramid with Michael Strahan is okay.
Yeah.
Password with Jimmy Fallon is okay. But I'm more of a trivia guy. I like The Wall. The Wall is pretty good.
What is The Wall?
I think it's on CBS. It's the premise is that there's this giant wall. It's like, if you ever play a game where you drop a ball into the pegs and it drops down.
Yep.
So there's the giant version of those, and it's
Plinko.
Like, yes. And it's a partner, like two people go on as a team to try to win money. One person like goes in the back and doesn't get to see what the wall is doing and answers trivia questions. And then the other person is like deciding where they drop the balls from.
Oh my God. That sounds so involved.
It does.
A little involved. And then I also like The Weakest Link with Jane Lynch.
Oh, my God.
That was so brutal.
Yeah, she was so mean. Jane Lynch, but the original.
The original. Yeah. She was scary. PJ also just mentioned The Weakest Link is awesome. And Tom from L.A. mentioning The Newlywed Game. Oh,
my God.
If you watch some of those episodes, it's so cringeworthy.
It's so like oh, you're going to fight all the way home today. So Bob Barker hosted The Price is Right for 35 years. Drew Carey has been hosting it since 2007. So not as long, but still, he's been hosting it for nearly 20 years now. And there was a time back, I don't remember when The Price is Right did an all Plinko edition where every game was Plinko. And I was like, I'm here for it. I watched it. It was one of the most depressing hours of television because so many people just lost. It just lost. I mean, it was like one guy won and everyone else just lost. You're like, we need different games. Don't ever do this again. And he never did.
Well, and there was some producer who lost their job after they came up with that. Barb from Waukesha, listening on WAUK, The Newlywed Game and The Dating Game.
That talk about cringe.
Oh,
so gross.
But it's so worth watching just for the fashions.
Yes.
Just for the clothing.
If I was your date,
yes.
What would we do?
What would be your perfect date? That was a lot of fun. Thank you, everybody, for taking part with that. We have to move along and wrap things up when we return with This Shouldn't Be a Thing, Governor Gunslinger Edition. That's all on the way. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. The Maggie Dawn Show.
And from Chippewa Falls.
What are Republicans voting for if they're not voting for Medicare, Medicaid, clean energy, clean water?
Tax cuts for billionaires. You wouldn't get a lot of votes for that. So you have to create an enemy. And somebody says, blame all these people like women and immigrants and black and brown folks. Your brain will sometimes want to accept that because it's the easiest of off ramps to all of the anxiety and existential fear that you've got.
The Maggie Dawn Show, moving soon to its new time, weekdays 4 until 6 on Civic Media and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. Requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabba, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrce.fm/contest-terms. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Matt Nair, or Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, Caliente on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up on the show tomorrow, jam-packed show.
Oh, yes.
Jim Santel will be here, our friend and colleague from Amicus, the Law Review, that you can hear across the network on Saturdays from 9 to 11. Highly encourage you to check out Jim's show. We have a lot to discuss with Mr. Santel. And then in hour number two, Brad Toll from Discover Green Bay is going to join us to talk about the economic impact. There is something coming to Green Bay.
Oh.
The NFL draft next week.
Next Thursday.
Next Thursday.
Yeah. Yep.
So lots of things going to be going on in Green Bay and a big economic kiss. Yeah. Really, for that area.
It was one of those things when they said, it's coming to Green Bay. Cool. In 2025, you're like, that's so far away. And now it's next week.
Now it's next week. Brittany Merlot will be here, as she always is on Thursdays, for a little weather and wine. Find out what we got coming up for the next couple of days and then into the weekend. And then we'll talk all things sports at 11:30 tomorrow with J.R. Radcliffe from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. So I hope you can join us for that. Right now, though, it is 11:53. Calvin, that means it's time for...
This shouldn't be a thing.
As always, if you find a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, janesays@civicmedia.us. This from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Daniel Bison, Molly Beck with the byline. Headline reads... Brett Favre talked politics with Wisconsin Republicans, but has no plans to run for governor.
Oh, no. What are we going to do, Wisconsin?
Sources telling the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel earlier this year, the former Green Bay quarterback talked to a couple of GOP operatives about his possible potential political future in Wisconsin. Of course, Favre did appear at a rally for Donald Trump in Green Bay before the presidential election. came out very much on the side of the Republicans.
Yeah.
But isn't this interesting that within their own ranks, it just feels like the Wisconsin GOP doesn't feel like they have anybody who's going to who they can put up.
No.
They're tapping Brett Favre, who lives in Mississippi.
Who is also linked to a scandal for embezzlement. And also, I'm not saying someone who has it can't, but he is admitted to have now has Parkinson's disease. To me, that seems like that his health should be paramount to him not running for any elected seat here in Wisconsin, unless he wants to run for alderman. But also but Jane, that goes back to exactly what we've been talking about. He doesn't live here anymore. He hasn't lived here for a long time. Mm-hmm. He doesn't know much about Wisconsin politics, I'll bet you. And now he's going to walk in here and say, like, I could
be governor.
That's what we're dealing with. Another guy, a bored rich guy who said, I'll do that.
I could try that.
Now, hey, kudos to the GOP for probably saying, yeah. No,
well, and actually, a spokesperson for Favre has told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that is not in the cards for him.
Good.
Which is good. I'm glad to hear that. Although,
yeah,
I had a thought
when
I saw the story this morning. Mm-hmm. If he would choose to run,
yes,
I would volunteer to work on some of his campaign materials. Because really, you don't even have to use his name. All you need is one particular photo from Brett Favre's past, and everyone would know who it was.
For the record, I've never seen this photo, thank God.
You'd be traumatized forever. Oh. I'm still trying to scrape it from my brain. Yeah, that would come up, too.
Yeah.
If he would ever decide to run into politics.
Yeah.
The sharing of that photo.
Don't worry. I'm sure he's repented and he loves Jesus and it's fine. It doesn't matter anymore.
Well, true. Does that stuff like that even count anymore?
No. Silly.
The 55-year-old Hall of Famer would have issues if he decided to run in Wisconsin. First, he doesn't live here. He could, of course, move here if he decided to run.
Carpetbagger.
And then there were some other issues of accusations of harassing women.
Yep.
Things like that. And the latest thing in Mississippi involving taxpayer money intended for the needy, which instead went to his alma mater and his daughter's school for a new volleyball facility.
But he did nothing wrong, Jane.
Apparently not. And that still has not been resolved as far as I know.
I didn't expect this to go very far, but the mere fact that it's being mentioned, you know, it smacks of Herschel Walker running for the Senate in Georgia, where you're like, oh, that's great. The old timey. I mean, at this point, he's 55 years old. He's years out of the game. Dude, just be an elder statesman of football
and enjoy your life.
Enjoy your life. Enjoy your money. Take
care of yourself.
Yes. That's the thing, too.
Take care of yourself.
You're on a journey, bud.
Yep.
You need to be surrounded by healthy people, doctors and friends. Don't worry about politics.
We wish you well. Just you don't want to run for elected office.
Run for governor of Mississippi.
There's an idea. That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
As we said, we have a jam-packed show coming up for you tomorrow, so I hope you can join us. We have news coming up next, followed by Todd Alba from noon to 2, Maggie Dawn from 2 to 4 p.m. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, and all of our engineers, because without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It really does mean the world. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it. Keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, and we'll see you tomorrow.
From the center, WRCE. Maggie Dawn.
Tom Paulswitz is in the guest co-host chair with me. We go deep on Trump's constitutional crisis and is Abrego Garcia alive? We discuss.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross, calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that, where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A federal judge has found probable cause that the Trump administration acted in contempt of court when officials defied his order last month to turn around two planes carrying alleged Venezuelan gang members to El Salvador. This coming as the legal battle escalates over the wrongful deportation of a Maryland to a mega prison in El Salvador. Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen has flown there to find out about Kilmar Abrego Garcia's detention.
This is simply about letting him have his day in court. We use the courts to make sure that we don't convict people who are not guilty and that we convict those who are.
But Attorney General Pam Bondi doubling down, saying of Abrego Garcia, he's not coming back to our country. Ford may raise prices on its new vehicles if President Trump's auto tariffs continue, according to a memo sent to dealers on Wednesday. The higher prices will affect cars built starting in May and would likely hit dealerships in July and August. This is ABC News. The New York City Medical Examiner's Office says Gossip Girl actress Michelle Trachtenberg died.